We had a recent chat about the recreation economy here on the Exchange. All the people who play outdoors in our region spend a lot of time and money doing so, and they may take some of the amenities for granted, like trails. Someone has to do the work to keep trails usable and not blocked by downed trees and all that. Which brings us to the Siskiyou Mountain Club, based in Ashland, which maintains wilderness trails in several parts of the region. Gabriel Howe is the executive director and our guest in the studio once again. Gabe, welcome back to the Exchange.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeff.
Are you the founder of the Siskiyou Mountain Club, too?
I'm one of a handful of them, yes.
And what inspired its original creation?
Well, back in the mid to late aughts, 2007, 2008, a group of us who were just, you know, casual friends started exploring Southwest Oregon's backcountry and wilderness areas. We all loved the area and what the geography had to offer, but the trails were falling apart. And so we set out on some initial volunteer trips to start working on them and opening them up.
And did you have any experience in trail rehab at that point?
No, we didn't. We sought Forest Service training through a program up in Eugene called the High Cascade Forest Volunteers at the time. And we tried to get some traction that way. But in the summer of 2010, we just set out with the skills that we had and went for it.
All right. So, and you've really expanded the places you do this over the time. And it's been interesting to watch the growth of the Siskiyou Mountain Club pretty much in parallel with the time I've been doing the program. It seems like you've gone from a couple of guys to a whole bunch of people doing things.
Yeah. Yeah. We work in the Umpqua, the Rogue River Siskiyou, the Klamath, and the Six Rivers National Forest, as well as the Cascade Siskiyou National Monument. Over that time, we've adopted about 400 miles of backcountry and wilderness trails. So these aren't the trails that a lot of people are most familiar with, like the closer-in trails like Grizzly Peak or those things that are a short drive from home. We really focus on the hardest-to-reach, most jeopardized backcountry and wilderness trails in our region.
So who does the work? Is it a mix of paid staff and volunteers?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I've got a few permanent staff who work year-round on trail projects and with some of the planning in the off-season. And then they run a big stewardship program, which involves volunteers. And then also we have our Wilderness Conservation Corps. And these are seasonal staff members and interns who come work a term of 7 to 12 weeks over the summer. And they do the heavy lifting. They tackle our most ambitious projects while on those shoulder seasons with our staff and volunteers, we're keeping up with that routine maintenance of that 400 miles that we've promised to maintain every 3 years.
And it may seem a long time off, but the fact is you're actually in the process of hiring people for the Wilderness Conservation Corps at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, we sure are. We've received about 50 applications for our internship program. We've hired a handful of folks, and right now we're doing first and second interviews. We look forward to having a crew of 16 to 20 interns this year.
Okay, so you get a lot more applications than you get slots for.
We sure do. There's an intense vetting process. This is not for everybody. It's really for people who are in pursuit of a personal and professional challenge and who are real serious about that. So it's a crash course in backcountry living and working. And so we do go through an intense vetting process because we don't like attrition.
Yeah, it will weed a few people out, I would think. I mean, this is a tough job.
It is a tough job. Anyone can do it, with a baseline of fitness and who has the will to do it. It is entry level. People don't need experience. They don't need to have been backpacking. They don't need to have done trail work. But inevitably, a couple people show up. People come from all over the country to do this and maybe feel a little bit out of their element or like they weren't sure what they were getting themselves into, and it doesn't always work out.
Gabriel Howe is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the executive director of the Siskiyou Mountain Club, which he's already told us maintains 400 miles of wilderness and backcountry trails in various parts of the region, generally on the Oregon side, but some stuff on the California side as well. If you have some questions or comments for Gabe, join us by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So for the Wilderness Conservation Corps, what kind of requirements for the job?
Well, people got to be able to commit to a term, so we have two start dates. One is June 2nd, the other is June 26th. And then we have a few end dates for people to choose from. But that time, you know, you're not going to make it to weddings or graduations or birthdays or anything else. You work a schedule of 8 on trail days against 4 off day trails. And even those off trail days are programmed with activities like vocational training, first aid CPR, and other enrichment elements of the program that we incorporate into it. So being able to commit your life to that term is really the biggest qualifier.
You're committing your time and you're committing your body and your mind to this too. I mean, I assume that the reason you're doing 8 days on, 4 days off is because it's so far away. This is not like a job site you'd commute to every day.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you backpack into these places and you're working with the same group of people all summer. So you get to know everyone really well, really quickly. And we've run longer hitches than that. We actually narrowed that down from 10 days. We had been doing 10 on, 4 off, and we've even you know, ran hitches where we work a few weeks in the wilderness without coming out and resupply crews. So you got to get in there. Sometimes it can take 2 days to get in, 2 days to get out, and so we have to be economical with our time.
Yeah, and you describe, you know, if you're of reasonably good fitness, you're okay. But, I mean, you have to have some health just to get to the job site from the sounds of it.
Yeah. You know, we start people out with a training hitch, so 8 days of training. And we try to not go too hard then. You know, we start with a hike in of just a few miles. You're carrying about a 50 to 60-pound pack. And so you do have to be able to get through that. But people get in shape really quick, and so it's pretty amazing how fast people progress.
Now, they do get some money for their efforts. We talk about this as an internship, but Wilderness Conservation Corps does provide some money for the efforts, right?
Yeah. Interns receive a educational stipend. It's $1,500 per month. And then some of them promote into staff positions and come back, and the staff positions pay at a rate, you know, starting at $16.45 or $18.45 an hour.
All right. So if it's a stipend of $1,500 per month, if you do 2 months, you're going to end up with $3,000.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Talk about, we talked about just getting to the job site. It can take a couple of days to get there. Now talk about working in wilderness areas. I see pictures on your website of people with axes and crosscut saws, and I realize, oh, those are probably required for wilderness work.
Sure. Yeah. So in federal wilderness areas, we don't have the luxury of using mechanized equipment like chainsaws or other power equipment. So we do employ these old-fashioned, these antique tools, you know, the hallmark of those being the crosscut saw that you mostly see at mantles of cafes or up on granddad's wall of the barn or something like that. But we use those saws and we use them really efficiently and we get a lot done with them.
Are they still made?
No, we depend on antique crosscut saws. So these are saws that were fabricated before World War II, because after that, the manufacturing kind of started to slide in quality.
All right. So what is a day's work like? You're using antique tools. You have to walk for 2 days to get to your job site.
Yeah.
You're on there for 8 days or I guess 2 days walking in and four working and then two more work walking back out.
Yeah, in some cases.
So what, I mean, how long, I mean, if you're working from sun up to sundown, that's a long day in the summertime.
Yeah, we do end up working some long days. They start work early to beat the heat. You know, we're dealing with these adverse conditions in these hot summers. So typically a day starts at 6 a.m. We take a break every couple of hours. We take a lunch. And I would say the average day is about 10 hours. But they do stretch into longer days sometimes, especially when you might have a half-day hike on top of a work day sometimes.
I still remember a blog post you wrote a few years ago about being in the Calmeopsis working, and you described yourself as being tired and wet and filthy and just loving it. Is this what Wilderness Corps members can expect?
It is. It is, yeah. You know, you're going to get in really good shape. You're going to build your skill set really fast. There's a lot of – we have a high staff-to-intern ratio, so there's a lot of one-on-one attention. And you do come to embrace, you know, the – the short lifestyle of spending a couple of months in the backwoods, which you're dirty, you're strong. You know, hopefully you keep the poison oak at bay and the sunburn off and the blisters at bay. But it's an intense experience. It's immersive.
Gabriel Howe is with us on the Jefferson Exchange, the executive director of the Siskiyou Mountain Club. We're talking about the summertime work in the Wilderness Conservation Corps, rehabilitating trails in wilderness areas and in the backcountry. And you can join us with your emails at jx@jeffnet.org, as did Paul on Sterling Creek, who writes, the Siskiyou Mountain Club does fantastic work. Last year, they reopened the historic trail to the Madstone Cabin site deep in the Kalmiopsis Wilderness. Thanks to Paul and Sterling Creek. That's Paul Fadig. He wrote a book about Madstone, too. So let's be honest about
that. Hi, Paul.
So how do you get the contracts? Do you sign up with the various national forests and other agencies?
Yeah, we have grant agreements with the U.S. Forest Service. They provide about half of our funding, and the other half is provided by private donors. We have a membership of about 1,800, and we work with those members to build revenues to complement the Forest Service grants.
So you mentioned 400 miles of trail maintained. I mean, is it the same 400 every year? Are you reopening areas that have been closed for? I mean, Paul talked about reopening the trail to Madstone Cabin. So it sounds like you take on some new projects each year.
Yeah. So 400 miles is what we consider our footprint or our promise. So we've adopted a static 400 miles of trails, of which every mile we aim to maintain at least once every 3 years. So we have that 400 miles on a rotation. Now, every year, we add a little bit. And that's, through this work, this restoration work. And when we see trail networks, we identify trail networks that we want to adopt, we make a heavy investment to go open them up, and then we put them on that three-year rotation.
And how big an investment? I mean, there's a picture on your website of the crosscut saw in use on a rather sizey tree. Does that kind of thing happen fairly frequently?
It happens really frequently, and that's what we pursue, are the most jeopardized, the hardest to reach, the trails fading from America's backcountry. We really target those. So just to give you a little bit of context, there was a trail that we worked on last year in the Marble Mountain Wilderness called the Bridge Creek Trail. It's about 5 miles. The work was mostly concentrated to about 1.5 or 2 miles of that. That took 24 days with a crew of 20, cost about $80,000. And so sometimes the work gets really concentrated like that. And then we aim to, go back in another few years to kind of get it on a regular cycle. But climate change has really impacted this business in that we have longer growing seasons, we have more storms, more downfall, more fires, and so that three-year interval in time may not be enough.
Well, and so do you feel like you're pushing back against a constant encroachment here? It sounds like you could probably bring a whole lot more people out there and still have a backlog.
Yeah, I don't think that within my lifetime, at least in this region, that all of our inventoried Forest Service trails are going to be opened up and have a sustainable maintenance regime or sustainable financing to keep them open.
Now, I noticed that you invite on the Siskiyou Mountain Club website input from the public on trails. And how valuable has that been for the club to get some sense of what people want and where they want it?
It can be really valuable. So we seek trip reports from the public who are going out and encountering mostly Forest Service trails. And we'll use that data that they feed us to plan, so that we can get an idea of what's going on remotely without ourselves or our staff having to go out there. And then also, down to, hey, these are what tools we need to bring. This is what we need to do to prepare for working on this specific trail or trails.
For the people not in a position to join Wilderness Conservation Corps for the summer, but interested in trail work, is there something for them to do too?
Yeah, there sure is. Go to our calendar, SiskiyouMountainClub.org. That's all one word spelled out, /calendar. And we have offerings, every month at least, for people to get out and get their feet wet volunteering.
All kinds of pictures and news and more at that website, SiskiyouMountainClub.org. Gabriel Howe is the executive director and one of the founders of the Siskiyou Mountain Club and our guest once again on the Jefferson Exchange. Gabe, good to see you. Thanks for joining us on the Exchange.
Thank you so much.